You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Adora, let's quickly recount the sober statistics out of Myanmar this morning. 15,000 estimated dead, estimated 1 million people homeless, hundreds of thousands without clean drinking water. The ruling junta in Myanmar is being criticized for acting too late and helping too little by leaders all over the world. The director of the UN World Food Program, Chris Ray, told the BBC this morning that time is just not on the side of the people of Burma.
We have a major humanitarian catastrophe on our hands, and that numbers of people in need are still to be determined. But for sure, we're talking of hundreds of thousands.
The U.S. has authorized $250,000 in aid, but is prepared to offer much more if a disaster assistance team is invited into the country to assess the on-the-ground needs. For the people of Burma, certainly one of the lifelines this morning is the BBC's Burmese service. And joining us now is the head of the BBC's Burmese service, Tin Harch Sway. Sway, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hello.
Can you give us a sense of where things stand around Yangon and the areas most devastated by the cyclone over the weekend?
In Yangon, we got reports from Yangon today that things are getting slightly back to normal. They have not got electricity yet, but the government has supplied water. And people who have money, they have collected donations from people. And those who have artisan well, they are using the donation money to run to buy fuel and run the generators to get water from the artisan well and distribute it to the people who need drinking water and water for general usage. And also in the certain areas, last night people were queuing up for water until very late at night. That's the situation in Rangoon. And also another area outside of Rangoon, which is called Jimianine, there are a lot of area been affected, and the locals are telling us that they still haven't got any help, substantial help from the authorities yet. As far as the worst affected areas,
right,
we are waiting for somebody who just come back from that area. So we will know a bit more later in the day. But as far as we know, the whole area is underwater, inundated by water. And it is very difficult to get to that area.
And we should note you're broadcasting continually inside Myanmar, Burma at this hour and all day from the BBC. Is it possible that Myanmar can go this alone without substantial help from the international community? Certainly it's well known that the military leadership in Myanmar is very reluctant to accept a lot of foreigners inside the country. Visas are restricted traditionally. What do you make of that?
Authorities on Monday at the press conference, they said they welcome international help. And that shows the scale of the disaster in Burma. They have never said it before. And for the first time, they are now asking international organization to help. But when they said international organization, how we interpret this, they mean United Nations organizations affiliated with United Nations. But there are organizations like the World Vision and International Red Cross. They are there and they have a lot of volunteers working for these organizations, and they are working closely with the government. Whether they will be free to operate in those areas that affected by Cyclone Nargis, we're not sure. But one thing they have been requesting is they need a lot of logistical help from the authorities. And whether this is forthcoming, we are still not sure. But the team to assess the situation has left Burma, left Rangoon, I beg your pardon. And when they come back, we will get a clearer picture of how badly affected these areas are.
From the perspective of the Myanmar leadership, the timing of this storm couldn't be worse. There is a referendum on the constitution this weekend. And yesterday, the Myanmar leadership was saying there would be no delay in that vote. Now, this morning, they're saying there will be a delay in state of emergency areas, which could be as much as 50% of the population. What do you make of the decision to delay this constitutional referendum in hard-hit areas?
This is the worst humanitarian crisis Burma is facing, and it will be... It will be rather difficult for the government to go ahead with the scheduled referendum in these areas. A, they don't know how many people are missing, and B, how you're going to collect the electoral registration in those areas. And now they have decided to reschedule referendum in those was affected area to 24th of May. Nevertheless, they said they will still go ahead with the referendum on 10th of May. And then again, there are questions now asking the government, would it be wise to go ahead with the referendum when the whole nation, now what the whole nation need is to give full 100% support to the people, victims of cyclone.
Well, it's certainly the government at the very least is being tested both by the international community and by the difficulties of this disaster. Tin Hatar Sway, who is the head of the BBC's Burmese service, thank you very much for joining us. We are talking about Myanmar all hour on The Takeaway. We are also asking for your stories of what it is that motivated you to give in times of disaster. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.